Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Lior Arusi is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Lior is a new friend, but God willing, he won't be a new friend for long. We'll make him an old friend real quick. Lior is the founder and the president of Strativity Group, a global leader in customer experience research and strategic planning. He's forgotten more about how to love up customers than most people will ever know. The question and that I'm going to ask him, and that I hope he has an answer for, is most people know all this stuff, but why aren't we doing it more? Lior Arusi, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show. Actually, small business owners are doing it a little bit better than larger corporations, but there are a couple of misconceptions, if you may, that are holding us back from doing it more. Sometimes, and it starts with selecting your customers. You go after everyone that can spell your name, that has a budget, you go after them. Some customers are really not exactly great customers for your business. So by focusing on the right customers, the ones that are actually profitable, and sending the rest
That's
of them
the
to
the biggest
your
problem small business owners have is we think
correct.
All customers are golden. And it's understandable, Lior, in the beginning, because anybody who walks in our door, we're so happy about that, we don't know what to do. We've actually got a customer. But at some point in time, as the business matures and grows, you've got to start identifying a profile that you can be successful with, don't you?
That's absolutely correct. And be careful of the coupon customers. At the beginning, it's good for cash flow. But a little bit after that, these are people who are not willing to pay full price for your services. So help your cash flow, but after that, start looking at, you know, how do I build customers? After I've proven my capabilities, how do I bring customers who are willing to pay full price? So that will be another very important one in order to establish your business for the long term.
And by the way, Lior's new book is called Exceptionalize It, and it's about stop boring and start exciting customers. Lior, this profile is such an important thing. Because one of the things I've been telling small business owners for 17 plus years now is we're lucky. We don't have to have 10,000 or 20,000 or a million customers. Most small business owners can make a living, a nice living, with maybe some of them maybe less than 20, some with less than 100, some with less than 500. We don't have to conquer the world to be successful, do we?
You are absolutely right about it, but we need to let go of some old cliches. And the first one is, you know, as we said, customer is not always right. So the right customer is right, the wrong customer is gone. The next one is we have obsession with new. We constantly focus on let's get new customers, and we forget the old customers. We forget those who have been loyal to us. And, you know, over time, like in personal relationships, they feel like they're being taken for granted because we constantly focus on the new ones. You can do a much better job nurturing loyalty from existing customers. You know, treat them as you need to resell them each time again and again.
Well, that's one of the big things right there. That's another thing that small business owners get confused about. And that is that they don't realize too often that it costs more to bring a new customer in than it does to keep an old customer happy.
That is, again, an issue that they always think about. And, you know, sometimes we need to start looking at even the terminology we use. We use the term like customer acquisition. So customers become like a property. We acquired it, now it's ours. There is no such a thing as customer acquisition. It's a constant dating and constant reproving yourself in order to make sure that they are not going to the competition, they're staying with you. So sales never end.
Well, and you know, the other thing, Lior, is I think when we get a customer, we get the idea that they're going to remember us always. It's not the customer's job to wake up in the morning thinking about us, is it?
Absolutely. I mean, the customer, you know, that's the other thing, you know, that we can start thinking. You never sell. The customer buys. The only question is you put a compelling value in front of them. No, you don't really study. It's not about trickery. It's not about, you know, ask 30 questions that will ultimately confuse them into submission. They buy. Our job is to create a value, create an experience that they want to grab, that they want to stand in line for, and not the other way around of finding, you know, trickery to get sales done.
Well, exactly. And the thing about this is that existing customers, if they've done business with us once, and then they came back, then we did something right. And what I'm worried about, Lior, is what bothers me is when I go to a business and I go back and they recognize that I've come back, but they never say to me, "Hey, Mr. Blassingame, would you mind if we sent you our newsletter? Would you give us could we have your email, or would you rather we text it to you, or would you rather, whatever?" Most small business owners, way too many, don't do that. And if I like them, if I want their stuff, if I want to know about their next promotion or when something new is going to come in, I want to know about that without having to go back to their website or come back to their store. What do you think?
I'll top you on that one with two examples. We work with a local bank in Canada, and 90% of their customers buy one product.
Mm-hmm.
10% of their customers buy 8 products. So I asked them, you know, if a customer just came into your branch and bought one product, is that a success or a failure? And their initial reaction was, oh, it's a success. They bought a product. But no, they just rejected 7. You don't think about the totality of the customer. You don't think about how do I build a relationship that deepens my connection to the customer across different things. And what you just described is a great example of them not thinking about their relationship in terms of long term. They think about them as a series of transactions, almost like, oh, I got lucky, they showed up again.
Exactly.
But I'll give you one more example, Jim. I'm a very loyal customer for a lot of organizations, and they have my data. And you know how few of them sent me a birthday card? Isn't it ridiculous?
Probably none of them.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very personal thing. It doesn't cost you anything to acknowledge that I exist as a human being on my birthday. Mm-hmm. You can, and small business owners can do this. Start with recognizing, you know, the first, you know, the anniversary of their relationship with you, the birthday, all these type of things that can show humanity and personality and show the personal relationship. It's so easy.
It's what makes people be attracted to you, folks, because your product isn't that cool. Your product isn't that unique. And your price better not be the best price, because if it is, you can't stay in business. So it's got to be about what Lior just said. It's got to be about the connection. We're going to talk some more about this with Lior Arusi in just a few minutes right after this break. His new book is called Exceptionalize It.
I got a high-rise car.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.